You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse turned holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Welcome, my friend. Today I share promises and practical strategies to help you to handle your feelings without turning to food for comfort. Because we all have these common misconceptions and feelings and thoughts that may sabotage our weight loss progress, I offer strategies that help you overcome them, right? So if you want to learn how Bible promises can help you manage your feelings and take practical steps towards sustainable weight loss, then let's get started. Now, we've heard in secular psychology where they say, if it feels good, do it. But as Christian women, our actions are driven by a higher purpose, right? We want to glorify God. So when you're drowning in a sea of feelings, you want somebody to throw out a lifeline to you. And that lifeline is the Bible promises. Thinking with the mind of Christ, it protects us from deception. And that's going to pave the way for a life of freedom, joy, and health, right? So the Bible promises are sources of strength in moments of weakness, especially when negative feelings threaten to derail our progress. So for instance, if your weight loss journey feels overwhelming to you, well, consider the promise found in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is a precious promise. I want you to embrace this promise. Pray for relief from your struggles, and then express gratitude until that cloud of overwhelm pass away. And it will, my sister. You also want to put an action step to that, right? So I want you to challenge what you're feeling. And by that, I mean, you want to see if what you're feeling is true. So maybe you feel that your weight loss journey is too hard, is too difficult. Well, is that true? Or maybe you just need to pause and regroup and establish small, achievable goals to make the process more manageable. So after you challenge your feeling, and you understand now that your weight loss journey is not too difficult. It's just that you took on a little bit too much and you need to pull back and narrow down and establish small achievable goals. All right. Now here's another situation. Do you ever get stressed when you travel or you're on vacation and unexpected things happen? Well, so many people eat to cope with that stress. And rather than turn to food, I want you to turn to Philippians 4:6-7. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? And so we can use this promise in so many situations, but I really have an issue with traveling. And I know I need to own those feelings because if I don't, they'll control me. And I don't want to be controlled by my feelings when I'm out at the airport or I'm on vacation trying to deal with an issue. I need to be calm and I need Philippians 4:6-7 in my life. And I want to offer this to you as well, my sister, is own your feelings, right? Without turning to food for comfort by practicing deep breathing exercises. And so here is my exercise that I go with. I do deep breathing. I inhale slowly for a count of four, hold for a count of four, and then exhale slowly for a count of four. And I may do that as many times as I need to until I can feel myself calming down. Now, this technique is going to trigger the relaxation response. This is an automatic response when you breathe deeply and slowly, right? It also reduces the stress hormones and it promotes calm. It gives you a collected state of mind and it prevents the stress eating, right? So I love this deep breathing exercise and I hope you'll try it. Now, the third promise is a beautiful promise. It's Psalms 37, verse 4 through 6. And the first part of it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Oh, my friend, I hope you believe in this promise. And make sure, though, that what you desire is the same as what God desires for you. I love that because he knows us better than we know ourselves, right? Well, this promise is very useful when we compare ourselves with others. And sometimes we feel like life is unfair. Is that you, my friend? Well, I hope you will allow Psalms 37, 4 through 6 to shift your focus, because that is what we need to do as a practical action step. You always want to adjust your focus. If you notice that your thinking is taking you in the wrong direction, then you want to adjust your focus, right? Say, have you ever been in a social setting where you felt it was so unfair that you couldn't have what other people were eating, right? So you're comparing yourself to other people. And I know that feeling very well. I love cheese. But I know that eating cheese is just out of bounds for me. So instead of fixating on the food, I just enjoy socializing and being around people by engaging in meaningful conversations and just enjoying the atmosphere. And I adjust my focus. And I want you to do the same thing. Keep your eye on the prize, right? The goals that you have for your weight and for your health. So my sister, I hope you will study the Bible for yourself. And when you study the word, believe that the Lord is talking to you. He's speaking to you directly, right? When you believe in the promises, you are believing in the power of our Lord, who walked on water, who raised people from the dead, who fed 5,000 with loaves and fishes, right? The risen Savior. He promises his power is made perfect in our weakness. All right, so I've given you action steps that you can take tomorrow for a better quality of life and healthy weight. So as you read these promises and you go over them in your mind, remember they are expressions of God's love and compassion. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to have a life and to have life more abundantly. Yes, believe that God is going to help you. You have to believe. All right. I hope you will put your faith in action. And if you like this episode, share it with people you care about. Tune in each week for more talk on Christian weight loss, whole health, and strong faith. Subscribe to my channel. And until next time, peace to you and have a great day.